The John Daly Show, Politics.
And hi, everyone. It is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016, the day after the Brussels bombings. President Obama is being raked over the coals for staying in Havana in the aftermath of the Belgium terrorist attacks. A lot of it is overblown, but I understand it to a degree. Obama didn't need to be seen on TV laughing and enjoying a baseball game at that time. Blame him and his staff. And we are angry and frightened. That blast happened in Western Europe, a lot closer to home. And of course, this is an election year, so any tidbit can be used as campaign fodder. Folks on the left hit Donald Trump pretty hard on doubling down on banning all Muslims from the U.S. and Ted Cruz calling for stepped-up patrols of Muslim neighborhoods. We need to pause for a moment and take in all the facts. Some of this is anger about electing someone we want. Let's get past that for a moment and dwell on policy that will help us live safely and prosperously. So here's the other side most critics don't offer. First, what could Obama have done leaving Cuba? Reports seem to say his national security team was all over things, while the Belgian government and its intelligence was not. Second, Obama was also playing to the Latin American audience in another part of the world. Leaving might have signaled to Central and South America they are less important. Remember, this Cuba trip had little to do with Cuba. This is part of a long-range strategy to keep Latin America in our sphere of influence. We need them for commerce, and in decades to come, they could be our breadbasket, providing us with much food as we grow. Plus, we're trying to keep them away from China. There was a lot of criticism of George W. Bush as 9/11 hit, also overblown. Sure, W. looked like he was in a trance in that schoolroom, but think about what he was just told. Secret Service and National Security, they were both trying to determine if he could fly to D.C. or fly anywhere at all. And he was playing to an audience of kids at the time, and he didn't want to alarm them. His critics wrongly jumped all over this. Third, we need an attitude that ISIS is not going to disrupt our way of life. You could make the argument that Obama rushing out gives ISIS too much importance. Let's look at the overall facts that hopefully will take center stage as the anger dies down. There is no easy way to crush ISIS anytime soon. Anything the Republican hawks want, increased air attacks and massive boots on the ground, would probably cause massive collateral damage and only inspire new jihadists. That doesn't mean we completely retreat. Many of Obama's critics have made the argument that retreat or isolation is what Obama has done. Sure. Besides refusing to put large amounts of troops in Iraq and Syria, he has also told many of our allies in the Middle East, in so many words, figure it out yourself. But retreat and isolationism isn't the whole story. Even Donald Trump wants us out of NATO. The majority of Americans, and I would say a mix of those on the left and the right, would say, why do we have to be the world's policemen? Many of these are parents who don't want their kids in a war. All you have to do is look at the health and the well-being of our vets who fought in Afghanistan and Iraq in the last decade. Being a superpower that drops in and takes care of things has become a lot more difficult and a lot more expensive at a time when we have massive debt, we are facing more entitlements as more people retire, and technology is reducing jobs and good-paying jobs. It appears Obama is listening to the majority of Americans. There are two books you need to read. First, Malcolm Nance's Defeating ISIS. He is a former intelligence officer. The second is Will McCants, The ISIS Apocalypse. Will has been a guest on my show here. Both of these books explain that the more we bomb Iraq and Syria, the more ISIS will attack inside the West. I'm not saying the hawks are right or wrong. We don't know yet. The stronger we are defensive-wise, the safer the world will probably be. But clearly, we need Muslim Americans who will fight with us. But we also need countries like Saudi Arabia to stand up and call out what happened in Belgium. I'm not hearing that. But then again, they're frightened while trying to save their asses by having their cake and eat it too. They can remain allies with the West while also having jihadists fight the Shia in their own wars over there. It is very complicated. Unfortunately, most of the mainstream media give you one side or the other. And frankly, both sides have deficiencies. Very few give you the nuance of what is really happening. That's why I tell you to temper your watching of cable news and spend more time reading experts. Some personal advice: turn off all media for a short period of time and get away from this. It's not good for anyone psychologically to be dwelling on this for long periods of time. Know this: there are no instant solutions. The only solutions are long-term. Live your life, but be vigilant. Understand facts from reliable experts, not outlets pandering for campaign ad dollars. This way, you will stop responding and reacting to the optics and anger of terrorism, making things worse. Okay, give me your take.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.